It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
.405 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self-high fives all the way around. We've got a lot that we are covering this afternoon. There's no doubt about that. Tuesday is the big vice presidential debate. J.D. Vance and Tim Walz. I think it's going to be fascinating. I may actually tune in for that live. I don't normally, at this point, bother to tune in for this stuff live. I like to watch it the next day, and I like to read it so that I am not burdened by some of the facial gestures or gesticulations, but I read it first, get the meat, and then go back and see what they were doing. But anyway, so that's this Tuesday. That should be pretty interesting. Remember, and the final Friday of each and every month, we bestow our Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday honor. And because I don't want anybody ever to miss the fact that there are good men and good women who go out every single day and do a job that vast majority of us wouldn't do for all the money in the world, we share that twice. So we're going to talk at 5:35 about that. My buddy, my brother from another mother, Stan Andruski, is going to be here at 4:35. The weather's creating some serious, serious driving problems. And I was at Liberty University earlier this week for a couple of days. And I came back so positive and inspired. Yeah, you heard me right. I came back with a renewed faith that we might all have some hope in the world because the students at Liberty were so incredible. Now, you know, every week we are truly blessed that Dr. Dave Bratt joins us. Dave is the former dean of the business school at Liberty. He is the vice president or vice provost for business affairs. He's a big deal. And let me tell you, he brought in some really amazing people for this event, and I'm just happy to welcome Dave. Dave, good afternoon, sir.
Yeah, hey, Jeff. Yeah, I was even pleasantly surprised. The speakers just hit it out of the park. The students were just loving it, having you there, and just friends from Richmond was just great. Just great event.
It really was, and I guess I should remind everybody, you're here, you speak on behalf of yourself, you're not speaking on behalf of Liberty at this point, but
right.
Believe it or not, I know that Fridays, man, we wind up bringing so many people down with some of the stuff we address.
Right.
I wanted to spend a couple of minutes talking about the positive, because on good. That campus, it was...
Yeah.
Dave,
yeah.
It was palpable. I've never been on a college campus where I felt so inspired by the students.
Yeah, and that is every day. And we had, you know, the heads of, you know, Fortune 100 firms there, CEOs, COOs, people who run the world were there, and they're equally blown away. I mean, they, you know, everyone says, okay, your kids are nice and they're ethical and they're, you know, every school says that, but Liberty is like off the charts. It really is it's just very special students there.
Yeah.
And, you know, they, at the end of a long day working hard, going there, they stick around and say, hey, can I help you clean up?
Oh.
And I mean, I don't know where you're going to find that in the world these days. So that's, yeah, that's a good news story.
It
hope
really
for the future.
Is. It really is, boy. I really did. I left with hope. And I have to share this with you. I didn't have a chance to chat with you after I noticed this. I was standing around after one of the events. One of the Liberty students came up to one of the featured speakers. And I'm talking about again, a big heavy hitter, you know, a real CEO.
Right.
And he says to the student is so respectful, and he says, hey, you know what, I don't have time to get into all of it, but here, let me give you my cell number. You text me, and then we'll chat. And I thought, well, there's no way. And it's like, this CEO of a Fortune 100 thing says to a Liberty student, yeah, I'll give you my cell number, and you call. And that in and of itself is probably worth a year of business school, don't you think?
Oh yeah, no, absolutely, and that is typical. Over half the students last year got job offers or internship offers in those 3 days, just face to face. The executives see them, and then they setting up pipelines to hire our students because they can't believe it either. It's the work ethic, right? If you hire someone who's honest, and puts in a full day's work and is competent, I mean, it's gold because you could train them in to do anything you want.
That's right.
And they know that. So that when they see a young person who's got that sparkle in their eye, man, it's done deal.
Well, it was beautiful. I'll tell you, the speakers were all off the charts. And I don't know how you bring in the people that you do, but just... Now, seriously, I don't know if these people all lost you in a game of cards years ago, or
I got friends, I got chips, I owe them all, so now I'm on the debtor side. But yeah, no, it's the people we get. On the military, I could say all those guys. You know, General Keith Kellogg, he's the top, you know, military strategist in the country. Chris Miller was Secretary of Defense. You know, I mean, so that gives you some idea. The former Attorney General.
Yep.
The head of the World Bank was there. I was on the convo stage with him for a half hour. And so, yeah, I mean, that gives you, and then the CEOs are the same level. So that gives people a sense.
Well, and you provided this opportunity. And next year, let me tell you something. We need to talk about this more because there need to be more people that make the drive from Richmond. It's not that bad at all. It's beautiful country.
Right.
It's pretty easy.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. I loved it. I got the chance to catch up with Secretary Miller, and I said, you're not going to remember me. And not only did he remember me, he said, yeah, you know, we talked about this and this, and you're on this. And I mean, he knew the station. He said, oh, here, look. And the same thing, you know, he's headed to some, I don't know, some huge meeting with people far more important than I am. He goes, hey, just here, give me one of your cards. And he writes out his personal home email address. Just shoot me a note. We'll get together. And I thought,
Right. No, that's the secret sauce, and that's why they all come, because I kind of vet, you know, no jerks allowed. It's just good people like you. So, when everybody knows they're meeting with honest brokers, that's worth a lot of money. It's not all about money, but that's worth something in this world.
Yeah, no, it absolutely is. Now, let me ask you, because you are such a well-read guy and you've given us some reading assignments through the years, have you ever read this book called A Message for Garcia?
No. I know. I just heard that one, so now I've got to check that out.
All right, well, don't buy it, because as Keith Kellogg and the two secretaries were talking about, I ordered it on Amazon. It's here at my house. I'll drop it in the mail for you. It's a light read, but boy, it's not like that one you told us about. What was it, RR and the Return of the Strong Gods?
That was deep.
that was a tearjerker, man. That wasn't fair. Did you have a chance to watch any of the vice president on MSNBC?
No.
Okay. Good for you.
No. I heard about it and I saw the clip, the mini clips and whatever. But yeah, no, I know the mainstream media is just propping up an entire party with no question. They're going to run the world. And actually, you know, anybody that's following things right now, that book I recommended on double government, right? That's what it shows. The president no longer runs the country, right? The deep state and the three-letter agencies, right? The State Department, the CIA, the FBI, Department of Homeland Security, the bureaucrats in those offices are running your world. And they're overruling, and Chris Miller will tell you that, right? When he's head of defense, they would try to run their initiatives through from the president, who's the commander in chief, elected by the people, and the bureaucracy knows they just slow walk in.
It's crazy.
And they were trying to end all wars, and the huge money in play, it has a lot of power. There's a lot of money in that space.
There absolutely is. So what happens at the end? We're 40 days out from this election. Voting, of course, here in the Commonwealth has already started. I know there are other states where it started as well. Are you hopeful on any level, Dave?
Yeah, I am. I've been talking with people. You know, Georgia, the all political views are my own, but yes. Georgia, the Republicans own the Board of Elections now. There's a lot more standing in court cases. So I just think things are going to be pretty fair. The polling seems to be going in the right direction.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's the good news. It's going to be tight, but people right. just have to get out and vote. And I think, you know, in 16, Trump was down by 9 a month or two ahead of time mm-hmm. and ended up winning. And so when I was congressman, the Trump voter is very unique and no one knows who they are for sure.
That's right. So
I'd walk into Trump events and I'd say, hey, I'm Dave. They go, oh, nice to meet you, Dave. Who are you? I say, well, I'm the congressman in the area. Nice to meet you. And they go, oh, that's nice. You know, glad you're here for the Trump event. But it's just too. And I wasn't your standard Republican, right? I took out the
no kidding,
Republican
really?
Machine. Yeah. So you know, but the Trump crew is just fed up, right?
Yes.
And the Trump crew really just stands for about 70% of the country who's starting to figure out that both parties are out of whack, right?
Absolutely.
They're not representing them, right?
That's
I mean, we
right.
got wars all over for no apparent reason.
Yep.
There's inflation. The Federal Reserve
yep.
keeps bailing out, lowering interest rates and bailing out the stock market.
Yeah.
And 10% of the people own 90% of the stocks.
Incredible.
10% own 90, right? So that's not the economy, and that's not your jobs, and that's not your wages. That's just the stock market. And the average Joe doesn't know much.
Yeah. Well, we're doing our best to educate them. And
yeah. Yep.
I always appreciate you being here. Oh, and one final kudo for you and Liberty.
Yeah.
Convocation. Good.
Yeah.
Gosh.
I
don't even know what to say except I want to come again. I want to go to another one or two.
Were you there?
Yes.
Oh, good. I didn't know. Did you see me down there with the Malpass, the head of the World Bank?
I did.
Good. Oh, good. I didn't know you were there. I would have.
Heck yeah. That's okay. Listen,
I did know you. Yep. Yeah, that was great. That was great.
I was just so honored to be part of it. It's just an amazing thing. Dave, listen, we kept it mostly positive this week. I promise we'll get back to death and destruction
I like
and dismal
this
stuff
is
next week.
For me. I'm in a good mood. The sun just came out where I am. So it's good.
Beautiful. Yeah, rub that in a little bit. All right. Well, listen. I appreciate everything that you're doing. Again, you give my best to every single person at Liberty because it is so inspirational and provides so
yep.
much hope. It put a big smile on my face. It's been there all week, and I thank
good,
you for
good.
That.
Good for you. Thanks for being such a great partner with us, brother. Appreciate
thank you,
you,
sir. Have a great weekend. That is Dave Bratt, Dr. Dave Bratt, former congressman. He's a big deal over there at Liberty. But let me tell you, you watch him walk around. You watch him interact with students. You deal with these students. I've been on a couple of college campuses over the last couple of years with the boys. You know, one's going to Stanford. One finished Stanford. One's going to Ithaca. And I went to Liberty. And let me tell you, the feel, the vibe, the everything. Everything was just so different and in a good way. 416, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Self high fives all the way around. Congratulations. Now, with that, I got to let you know that the roads are yucky. We've got a lot of rain, we've got a lot of wind, and it's impacting driving, and it's going to impact your car, and how appropriate that it is Friday. And that means that my brother from another mother, Stan Andruski, who on Saturday mornings, 8 a.m., hosts the best weekend radio show anywhere called In the Garage with Stan Andruski. But on Fridays, he joins us, gives us a little look ahead and maybe one or two suggestions on driving in this weather. Stan, good afternoon, sir.
Cats. Jeff Katz. It's always sunny when I'm talking to Jeff.
Aww.
But currently, actually riding my boat down Parham. My Yamaha does pretty good in this water. So everybody remember, you know, don't drive through standing water. A lot of parts of Virginia getting way more water than others. And then you have the rivers and other things that are bringing it downstream. We have a lot more water out west right now than we're going to probably get. Just be very careful, guys. There's no rush to go get your pizza. You can take 10 minutes and go around. So please be careful. Second, if you haven't cleared out your entire cow area under your hood where all the leaves and pine needles collect, you want to be doing that on a regular basis. You want to open up your sunroof and get it out of there as well.
Oh.
And these are just some tips. And you also now know now, in case you've been waiting the last few weeks that haven't rained that much, if your wiper blades suck, it might be a little late to get new ones, or it might not. You know, make sure that you're getting these checked on a regular basis. So we talk about that a lot, and then you have fall coming with the usual leave issues, batteries dying. So we talk about a lot of that on the show, and we love the questions. Just please don't wait till the end of the last 10 minutes of the show tomorrow to call, because we can't always get to what we get for questions that quick.
That's true. Now, let me ask you about the wiper blades, because this is one of those things you really don't want to wait until it's smeary or there are pieces on that are falling off, or God forbid you've lost the rubber and now you're etching your glass. Is there a time frame? Like, should we do it the change of every season or what?
Well, the good news is, you know, most shops, and any shop, if you're there for an inspection, is checking to see, you know, if they're ripped or torn. They're not going to pass state inspection. So thankfully, they added that to the inspection a long time ago. But so at least yearly you're getting checked. But there's very few blades out there that literally can last a year or more, unless you're spending significantly for, say, a Bosch Icon or something along those lines, which is what I love on my truck, because I don't like... they are more expensive, but I don't like them going bad every year, so I have a Bosch Icon. I also, if you're in a rush and it's just not wiping clearly, or the rubber looks like it's just a little rough, you can actually take rubbing alcohol or an alcohol wipe, and you can rub it up and down on your blade to try to get a little more use out of it, especially in an emergency situation like in the rain. Just a little alcohol wipe will get it on, you know, both sides, like a V, go up and down on your blade.
Yeah.
And at least the driver's side. If it's just metal, though, you better get by Advance or somewhere and get yourself another wiper blade. They're usually pretty good about helping get them on.
Okay.
But we think about these things sometimes when it's too late, which is why, again, you know, over at Certified, the one thing we do, and some people, to be quite honest with you, have questioned, you know, why are you, this is the first time I'm here, but why do you guys look over, why do you do a 52 per point, like, check on my car, and how? Second off, how'd you do it so quickly? You know, how were you able to get all this looked at? And so we've been doing it for a long time, and we found the top things that happen to customers' cars, and a lot of those things would leave you stranded if you didn't have somewhere looking. So it's more important to have a very good relationship, like we're supposed to do with our doctors. You want to have a good relationship, and this is where family-owned shops a lot of time far exceed dealers or a big corporate shop, because you have a one-on-one with, like, Certified Auto Repair for us, and you're getting updates all the time. So most of our customers, if they're listening and following the program, they're not going to find themselves needing wiper blades right now. They're not going to find themselves having a clogged sunroof leaking in, because they're coming in every oil change, they're getting basically a free checkover of their vehicle, a health check is what we used to call it. Mm-hmm. And we called it that because it was very similar to what a doctor does. We give you different levels, things that you can wait on,
yep.
things that you absolutely have now. We help you to understand that about your vehicle. And so you're basically getting a lesson on how to take care of your vehicle every time you step in our door, and we pride ourselves on that. In other shops, in the area and across the country, are starting to do this. So it's going to be much easier for you guys giving it a once-over. They get their air from right behind one of your front two tires. Hmm. Like, literally, you look how low your tires are on a car, even on an SUV and some of these puddles. You know, if you suck in water into your engine, it's all over. It's hydrolocked. They do not have any kind of hydraulic water. It's not, even though it has, it's hydro, you know, water is supposed to be, you know, like hydrangeas. It's not. They do not. They're not hydraulic. Water, if it gets in your engine, will absolutely destroy your engine. It will completely hydrolock and cause piston or valve or all the above carnage. So you don't want to drive through it. And again, you never know how deep it is, right?
Right.
I have seen people wash away in a what looked like a puddle, a little mm-hmm. stream coming across the road. You go over in your big truck with these big tires, and the tires actually start to float. Please be careful, guys.
Stan Andruski joining us. Now, Stan, during the week, you're going to find at Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico. And then Saturday mornings, he's right here hosting In the Garage with Stan Andruski. Stan, you mentioned the sunroof. Now, this is another thing with all of the rain, the possibility for leakage. Without getting to a shop, is it possible for somebody to take a look and figure out that something is clogged? Is it easy enough to see?
Yeah, for the most part, for the average person, yes. If you're a little older or, you know, you're not tall enough to stand up there and look, on cars it would be easier because you can kind of look over the top of most cars these days. But
right. People
think because the sunroof has a rubber seal around it that it's sealed. It's actually not. The water still gets in there. It's partially sealed, but the water gets in and it drains down. If it's a car, it drains down in front of the both front wheels. And if it's some of these cars that have huge sunroofs now, that actually open and close, some of them have drains like trucks do towards the back of their car. Now, these drains have tubes that run down each corner of your car inside the car.
Oh.
So if they leak or if they get clogged up, it'll actually start building up water in that sunroof, come over the top, and start leaking down those four corners or even on top of you, depending on how your roof is made. So on the inside. So that water can do significant damage because if those drains get clogged up, that can happen. So just like your cow with your hands, you take the leaves out or the pine needles, you would open up your sunroof, preferably on a day before it rains, and you would look in there and see if there's any debris down in any of the four corners. If there are, you could take Q-tips, you could take a little, you know, a larger skewer stick, you could take a vacuum with a good attachment and just clean all four corners out, and chances are you're not going to have that problem.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, all good advice. I know we're going to get more tomorrow morning, right? 4:52, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Ha ha, we have made it. Congratulations, self-high fives all the way around. Now, I think we've got Reva Trammell joining us at 5:05, right? I think Reva, who's a member of the City Council, Richmond City Council, the South Side, that 8th District, she's running for re-election. By the way, I like Reva a lot. I just ran into her a couple of weeks ago at the retired police officers' luncheon. Great, great person. I think she's doing a great job on City Council, probably the only member of City Council that gives a crap about the cops and firefighters. But anyway, I don't think she's happy with Michelle Mosby, who was on John Reed's program this morning, and Charles Pyle has been playing some clips of that throughout the afternoon. So I do believe we've got Reva on at 5:05 to talk a little bit about that. Looking forward to that. Now, I got to share with you the very latest from our Not Ready for Primetime Vice President, who would like to be our, Not Ready for Primetime President. But our Not Ready for Primetime Presidential Meat Puppet already said he delegated everything the last 4 years to her. So this is all her fault. But not to worry, she has words of inspiration. Cut number 4.
We need to guard that spirit. We have to guard that spirit. Let it always inspire us. Let it always be the source of our optimism, which is that spirit that is so uniquely American. And let that then inspire us by helping us to be inspired to solve the problems that so many face, including our small business.
Stop. Let it inspire us to be inspired. Absolutely, ma'am. You betcha. Absolutely. Let it inspire us to be inspired. Let it constipate us to be constipated. Well, that only came up. No, I'm fine. Don't worry. I don't need any. But I'm looking at, on the screen here, an image of that Mark Warner came up. And I swear, every time I look at Mark Warner, I'm thinking somebody's got to give the man a laxative. Give him some X-lax. Because he always looks like he's, you know, having trouble doing a grumpy. It's just, oh. But inspire us to be inspired. Those are words to live by. Not successfully or profitably or happily, but maybe joyfully. Yeah, if you are inspired to be inspired, then maybe you'll be filled with joy. I think she is filled with crap, but maybe it's joyful crap. Maybe it's absurd. It's absurd. I said vapid yesterday, and honest to God, I think I missed the mark because I don't think she's vapid. I just don't think there's anything there. This is like an empty suit. This is like the emperor has no clothing. And she could very well be the next president of the United States. I don't know about a Manchurian candidate, but an accidental candidate? Oh, yeah, absolutely. Do you know they're trying to go through and find any cases she prosecuted when she was in the DA's office? And one news report is saying they can't find any. Now, I find that hard to believe, but I guess it's possible. I guess it's possible that's what's going on. I think a very, very important note here. Talking about the trans surgeries, you know, here we have the Family Foundation fighting for the right to have therapy offered to folks who might very well have a question about some things. And this person said, and I quote 804, people will look back at these trans surgeries being performed on children the same way we look back at lobotomies. I agree with you. I absolutely, totally agree with you. Monday morning, please make sure to be here. John Reed is going to be here. You don't want to miss his show. And no, he has not announced that he is or is not running yet, so Monday might be the day. It's 4:56, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way. Around half hour from now, well, it's the final Friday of the month. You know what that means. We present. We bestow. Our Lieutenant Jan McTurn, a Blue Friday honor, a very, very deserving Central Virginia law enforcement officer. This month's recipient, this month's honoree, Crystal Haley. She is a master police officer with the Chesterfield County Police Department, and she heads up their wellness team. And let me tell you something. It's so inspirational. It's so wonderful to hear her talk about what they're doing. I am blown away by it because many years ago when I came out of the police academy, we had a psychiatrist in Philadelphia, great guy, Dr. John Francis, and he was he's definitely the department psychiatrist for a bunch of departments, but I think the city as well. But he tried to help guys, and it was mostly guys at the time who were on the job, you know, deal with things and what have you. But everybody was afraid. Oh, you can't go see a shrink. He'll report it up to the leadership. They're going to take your badge. They're going to take your gun. And we actually set up a thing called Cops Helping Cops. You know, it was a bunch of us. We were peer counselors, but we didn't even know it. I don't think that was a term at the time. We just kind of sat around and tried to talk guys through things that they were going through. Now, that is 40 years ago. Wow. God, I'm old. But it is. It's 40 years ago. And I've been doing it ever since. And I still do it. I still do it. My number is out there. I'm an active member of Cops Helping. I only mention that because it is so different to see what Officer Haley is able to do inside the Chesterfield County Police Department, and that is in no small part due to the former chief, my namesake, Jeff Katz. He put a lot of this stuff in place, and he did a great job. Anyway, she is our Lieutenant Jan McTurnan, Blue Friday honoree. We'll do that at 5:35. Now, you have heard throughout the course of the day this Michelle Mosby talking about her run for mayor. She was on this morning with John Reed, and Charles Pyle has been playing pieces of that interview throughout the afternoon. City Council member Reva Trammell gave us a shout and said, hey, I got one or two things I'd like to share, and boy, I'm happy to have her with us. Reva, welcome.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well, but I get the sense you're not particularly happy with Ms. Mosby.
Well, I've been talking to the people. I've been out here since July the 3rd, and all the people are saying the taxes are too high. You know, why can't y'all reduce it? Our utilities are too high. You know, Reva, you have put a paper in to reduce it by 4 cents. It's not been reduced since Governor Wilder did it and Councilman Bill Pantley in 2008. They did what, 13 cents? I'm asking 4 cents. And if you care about the people like I do, and if you're looking at the people every day, talking to them at the door, knocking on the door, talking to them, you would understand how they feel and what is going on. I'm out here campaigning right now in the rain, and people are saying, you damn right, reduce it. Don't pay her no mind.
Well,
you don't know. She's been gone since 2016. And how can she be telling the mayor or our CAO, you know, this and that, when you're not in there? You don't know what's going on. And we got the money to do this. And it ain't going to hurt collective bargaining. We've been talking about collective bargaining for 2 years. In 2022, I try to reduce it by 2 cents. Only me and Delegate Michael Jones, who is the council person then, and Krista Nye, who's the president of council. Us three had got, you know, put our names on it. My colleagues voted against it. They told me to drop it. Okay, I dropped it to 4 cents this time.
What are you hearing from the rest of the council? I mean, it seems to me, if in fact this is the case, Reva, and I remind everybody, Reva Trammell is joining us. She's a member of the Richmond City Council, represents the 8th District, south side of the community, and, you know, for my money, a pretty solid member of council. But so you're telling me, Reva, you can drop the tax rate 4 cents, give some relief to the people in the city of Richmond, and it's not going to mess up any of the ongoing negotiations. Is that right?
It shouldn't.
Yeah.
We got $31 million new revenue. Look at all this development. And let me just say this, Jeff. When he dropped the tax rate to, you know, 13 cents, did we have all this development in my district? No, I'm sorry. I think it was 23 cents. I don't have my papers in front of me because I'm campaigning out here on McGuire. And I'm just mad because I'm talking to the people on McGuire, and they said, drop it. Don't dare take it. Don't you dare let them talk you out of it, Miss Reva. You stand with us. Take up for us, because we know what's going on. You know what's going on. You're out here knocking on these doors. But to me, if that's the case, then why are you now talking about it? Why are you now talking about it?
You know,
did you do anything to drop it in 2016?
Well,
were you the president of council? Did you try to drop
that.
The tax rate?
Reva, no. So let me ask you that, because, again, Michelle Mosby was there. She hasn't been there in quite a while, as you point out, 2016, but she's the president of the council then. Did she have any measures to bring the tax rate down when she was in office?
Not that I know of.
Wow.
But you know what? It's like I said, I got five different developers building in my district. I did not have that in 2008. I didn't have that in 2016. I couldn't get nobody to even come over here and talk to me or look at all the vacant land. And I used to tell Greg Wingfield, one of these days you're going to wish you had been over here. Well, how come you're not in my district? How come you're not doing nothing in my district? We had all the money. We have the money for anything else and everything else. Why not now? And stop saying the Teamsters aren't going to get their money, because they are going to get their money. They deserve their money. You know, those employees need it. I have fought hard, tooth and nail, to get collective bargaining. Did the others? I did. And we finally got it. Don't use that. Talk to the Teamsters. Talk to Brian Payton, who's the president of the Local 322. Talk to Dwayne Johnson. Ask them.
Reva, let me ask you, because this is going to be the question that comes up. There are going to be people who say, hey, look, Reba Trammell is only against what Michelle Mosby said because she's supporting somebody else for mayor. Are you on record endorsing anybody for mayor?
No, I'm not. No, I'm running my own campaign. I have somebody running against me, and I'm out here every single day. And it's rained 4 days. It's rained today. I'm out here campaigning, knocking on doors on McGuire, talking to the citizens, and they're saying the same thing. Reduce it. Reduce it. Don't back down.
You know, the other question that comes up, Reva, I just want you to know, and I'm looking at all the texts coming in, and it comes up, and I tell you about this all the time, and you laugh at me, but it's everybody saying, well, why the heck isn't Reva Trammell running for mayor? She should be mayor, for goodness sakes.
You know what? One thing, I wouldn't go to all those forums. I would be out here knocking on doors. That's what you need to do. You need to hear what the people are saying at the front door or the back door or the side door, okay? That's where you get your knowledge. That's where you get your education, at the doors, talking to the people one-on-one.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, that sounds an awful lot like my friend Doug Wilder. That's how he conducted his public life, right?
Yes, and Governor Wilder has endorsed me, too. Oh, let me just say this. I have talked to Vice President Councilwoman Ann Francis, and she said, yes, Reva, I told you I'm co-patroning a paper, and Ellen Robertson, too. And I just left Stephanie a message because she told me the other day, yes, I am, Reva. And I talked to Andreas the other day, and he said I could mention his name on WRVA.
Okay.
That he was supporting me.
Well,
and he's already been to my house, or somebody's been in my house, because when I got back earlier to get some more literature, there was his literature at my door. So he's been in my neighborhood on Hayden Avenue.
Yeah. Well, listen, you know, I don't live in the city. If I lived in the city, I would vote for you. I think you are one of the few people on that city council who has fought for the people regularly. You've got the backs of cops and firefighters, and you are passionate about what you're doing. I love the idea of a tax cut for people in the city.
Yes.
It would absolutely spur even more development and investment, and that's needed. Reva, I appreciate you taking time from your campaigning to weigh in on this.
You.
Have a great weekend, my friend. That is Reva Trammell. She's a member of the Richmond City Council, represents the 8th District, the south side of town, and suffice to say, she's not happy with some of the things that Michelle Mosby has said recently. 514, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 521, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Yes, indeed, we have made it. Congratulations, self-high fives all the way around. I need to share something with you. Now, this is not a happy listen, but it's an important listen. And I may jump in here just a heads up, Germ, but former President Donald Trump had a couple of words to share with all of us. Take a close listen to cut number three.
Earlier this year, an illegal migrant from Haiti granted entry by Kamala and her horrible policies. And in particular, her phone app, which nobody can even believe exists. And the people that deal with the phone app are the cartel heads. If you can believe this, they're actually put there, I believe, for the heads of the cartels. And they call it and they tell you exactly where to illegally bring the people that they've, in many cases, abducted. The phone app. I hope the press looks into that. Brutally stabbed this woman to death. Two people in suburban Middletown, New York, are looking at this with a life that will always be shattered. It'll be shattered and can never be the same. The brutality was unbelievable. And despite all of this, Kamala Harris intends to stand before the American people tomorrow and lie. She's going to lie just like she did about her job at McDonald's, just like she did about the 818,000 jobs that they created that were fake jobs. They didn't exist. It's a fraud. And there's nothing nice about what I'm saying. Our country's in trouble. And we need people that know how to take care of our country and take care of our border. Without borders and without fair elections, we have no country. She wants to pretend that she had a secure border. But all you have to do is look at the numbers. The worst border anywhere, probably anywhere in the world. There's never been a border like this. A third world country would have used sticks and stones to get people out. They wouldn't let millions and millions of people invade. But if that were true, and if she were going to announce tomorrow that she's going to do something about it, why hasn't she done it? And why didn't she do it almost 4 years ago? All of these things she could have done 4 years ago.
No reason to jump in, is there? Because Donald Trump, former president of the United States, is simply telling us the truth. And you can be as anti-Trump as you like and pro-Kamala as you like, but the reality is that Donald Trump just told you the truth. Kamala Harris has presided over an invasion of the United States. She has made it easier than it has ever been for illegal aliens to come into the United States of America. Hundreds of thousands of them have committed crimes, serious crimes, violent crimes, robberies and rapes and murders. She was the border czar in this administration. This will be her second trip to the border in 4 years. And Donald Trump says very clearly there, and he is right. Why haven't you done any of this in the last 4 years? Where have you been for the last 4 years? Every time she says, on my first day in office, madam, your first day in office was January the 20th, 2021. That's when you should have started. 525, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. As you know, on the final Friday of each and every month, we bestow the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor on a very, very deserving Central Virginia law enforcement officer. Could be a police officer or a deputy sheriff, state police officer, state trooper, special agent with one of the federal agencies. We've had them all, and we have such an amazing honoree for the month of September. I'm so happy to welcome from Chesterfield County, Master Officer Crystal Haley. Crystal, thank you so much for being here.
Absolutely. I'm honored. Thank you.
We are honored to have you here. And we have so many things to talk about with you. And I must tell you that Captain Peranto was thrilled to nominate you and submitted all sorts of fantastic information. I mean, this is really such a unique position to find oneself in. And we're just thrilled that you're here.
Yes, she talks so highly of the program, and she's a huge support, so I'm very grateful.
Well, that is great. So, Crystal, do me a favor. Jump into it and just tell us a little bit about the beginning. Why did you choose law enforcement? Why did you choose Chesterfield County? And then we're going to talk all about wellness, I promise.
Okay. For college, I went to Hilbert College up from Buffalo. That's where I'm from. And I decided to get into forensics. I wasn't sure if I wanted to be a teacher, a counselor, or in forensics, and somebody kind of came to me and said, well, you know that law enforcement, you get to do all of those things. And so Chesterfield County does a lot of recruiting up in the Western New York area, and so they came and they said, we'll hire you in 6 months, and I said, I'm in.
Wow.
And there's no snow down here, so that makes it even nicer.
I love that. Now, I would credit or blame Carl Leonard for that recruiting in Western New York. You know, he's a Buffalo guy. Now, are you a Bills fan?
Absolutely. Go Bills.
So what is it that goes off inside your head that says, you know what, Crystal, I'm doing a great job out here on patrol. I'm making some great pinches. I'm helping people in the neighborhood. It's a midnight shift. Boy, I'm seeing some really crazy stuff for some. Yeah. What's next? And how does this wellness thing come up?
So the wellness coordinator position essentially has been around for a couple years now. And okay. The previous officer was the one who laid the foundation for the program. And I follow her in a lot of the things that I do. That's, she is now a sergeant, Sergeant Johnson. So I'll give her a lot of credit for the things I've been involved in. She kind of took me under her wing, and as she was going through creating that program, I just kept showing up. And so ultimately, as she promoted, I was able to step into that position. I would say that the idea originally is this idea of you're kind of Superman. You have this cape. You have this badge. It's kind of like a shield for you.
Right.
And it's a lot of suck it up. You'll be fine. You have to be there for the community.
That's right.
However, at some point, that stuff catches up to you. And now you have to kind of look a little more inward and say, I'm not going to be able to help anybody if I don't help myself.
Yeah. So let's talk about the different components of wellness, because you were sharing with me it's not just physical. It's not just mental. You said there are four components?
There's technically eight dimensions.
Oh, wow.
And we've kind of lumped them into the idea and philosophy of mind, body, and heart. And okay. So that includes not only the physical, the mental, but also financial, emotional, intellectual, social, etc. Different areas that we can kind of key in on to get that ideal of overall wellness.
Okay. Master Officer Crystal Haley is joining us from the Chesterfield County Police Department. And she is the September honoree, the September recipient of our Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honors. Tell me a little bit about the financial component of this, because everybody knows that you join a law enforcement agency and you're making big bucks and you do relatively little work for it. So how could anybody have a financial problem or concern?
So I think that kind of leads into something that we start from the beginning.
Yeah.
There are a lot of younger people who are coming out of college. This is their first career and they are getting that big boy paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
And so we, from the beginning, their first week here, have them sit down with one of our sergeants who's super keen on the financial wellness and let them know, hey, buying that big truck, you know, going and buying that house, we have to make sure that we're setting ourselves up. So we offer deferred compensation, looking into, you know, retirement and really setting people up so that, you know, we hopefully can eliminate any of those, you know, big spends first up.
Now let's talk about the emotional component of this, because this, I would dare say, you correct me if I'm wrong, but I would dare say that's probably the most difficult, because again, you go into law enforcement, you want to help people, but you have had people saying, just suck it up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to tell your spouse what you saw at work because you just don't want them to deal with some of the depravity that's out there. You prefer that they live, you know, in Mayberry, that they believe everybody is nice and fine with a smile. But boy, you're seeing stuff every single day. How do you process that?
It's difficult. And I know, and you can ask anybody in this profession, that they have experienced those very low lows at times.
Yep.
And I think the biggest thing, and I know a lot of agencies across the nation have a peer support team where, you know, there's other officers of different experience, things they've experienced personally, professionally, that are there to talk to.
Right.
We also have different resources and programs that we bring in. I recently went through a yoga for first responders course.
Wow.
And so now I've been putting on yoga classes, which is very cool because it allows us to put our bodies under stress in yoga positions, which is much harder than people think.
Mm-hmm.
And work on our mindset and our breathing. And so if we practice it there, when we go and put our bodies under stress out on the road, experiencing calls for service and that type of stress, we can resort to that mindset and the breathing techniques or whatever it may be to kind of set ourselves up a little bit better.
Wow. Okay. I tell you what, I am absolutely in awe of what you and your predecessor have been able to do. I think it's great, and I have no doubt that whatever it is that you want to do, you're going to do.
Thank you.
And along the way, you're helping, at this point, hundreds. There'll be a point where it's thousands of law enforcement officers, certainly in Chesterfield, but there's no doubt in my mind that throughout the Commonwealth, around the country, people are going to see Chesterfield as a leader in this. I know there are other agencies that have units, but they really are. They're looking at Chesterfield, and so you're helping countless number of people who are out there. And I always ask this question for anybody who's in law enforcement today. If somebody were to say to you, hey, I've got a couple of career options, I'm not really sure, would you steer them towards law enforcement?
Absolutely. It is the most rewarding career. Yes, it's difficult. And I never want to stay away from the topic that this is a very difficult job. But if you set yourself up, you're pretty much, it's endless. The amount of things that you can do in law enforcement, if it's patrol, if it's detective work, if you know you want to have a canine or you want to help kids and you're in the schools, you can have several different careers within law enforcement, which I think is the coolest part.
Well, I absolutely love it. And Crystal, I am just, again, I'm just blown away by what it is that you've been able to do. I am so impressed with that wellness team from the beginning. I just sit here as somebody who again, I haven't worn a uniform in decades, but to know that there are people out there still doing the job, and I appreciate that, but people within these agencies, within the Chesterfield County Police Department saying, hey, we're here to help. You got to help the community. That's why you signed up. We get it. But you're not going to help anybody unless you help yourself, and you've got to be able to do that. So thank you for all that you're doing. I say that from the bottom of my heart. I just I can't tell you how grateful I am to see that my former beloved profession is in a position now where you're doing what you're doing.
I hope one day that all it is just normal. And
that would be nice too. Wouldn't that be great?
Yes.
Oh, I love that. Well, we mentioned you're not retiring anytime soon, and there are no gifts here that are really going to get you any closer to retirement. But nonetheless, there are a couple of cool things, and I want to pass them along to you. I got a buddy of mine, Tony Brewster, who's down in Midlothian, and Tony is a golfer. I don't know, truthfully, what his real job is, but he came to me a couple of years back and said, hey, I love the Blue Friday program. Can I help? And I said, sure. He says, well, what do you need? I said, we need gifts. We need just a tangible way. So Tony, being Tony, set up a golf tournament to raise money. And so you've got $200 worth of gift cards from Tony Brewster and one or two other golfers that are out there. We've got some Jeff Katz show swag that hopefully you will enjoy.
Amazing.
We have a very special letter and some gift cards and a special coin in here from Jamie Walter. Mike Walter's wife and their children. You'll read that letter. May want to read it with the door closed. It's really a touching.
Yeah, I'm a crier, so yeah, I can only imagine.
I'll loan you a couple of tissues because it's a good letter. It's a meaningful letter. We've got a Jeff Katz show challenge coins. These only go to Blue Friday honorees. Jan McTernan's son Michael, who owns and operates Prince George Towing. Put the bill for all of those,
wow.
And so those are out there. Before I get to the final gifts, I do want to tell everyone a little bit about Jan McTernan. I always remind everybody about Jan. Jan was a Marine when, for the most part, women did not become Marines, and she was a cop in Richmond when there were not a lot of women on the job. And Jan used to talk about how she needed to stand on her tippy toes to make the minimum height, and how she was drinking milkshakes to make the minimum weight.
Wow.
But by God, she was going to do it. And she did an amazing job and leaves a legacy like very, very few other people have done. I know I shared with you, Christabel, and I want to remind everybody that when I wanted to rename this program, it had been underway for a couple of years in memory of Jan. When she passed, I went to her sons, Michael and Richard, and Richard is a police officer in the city. He's at the academy as well. And we all laughed hysterically because Jan would have been livid to think that we were naming something for her, because she would have said, you know, it's all about the mission. It's about getting the job done. It's about helping the troops. So You're still the Jan McTernan honoree, and we'll all have to answer to Jan at some point.
And that's okay.
Yeah, I think so,
very
too.
Very deserving.
Yeah, she's a great lady. Now, you get a beautiful thin blue line flag. My friend Pastor Steve Boots from Mount Victory Baptist Church over in Goochland, he's actually the lead police chaplain for Henrico. He makes those. And then finally, the gift that for me is very, very personal. Emily Morrissey is just a beautiful young lady in Midlothian. Emily is 25, and she has CP and a couple of other challenges. And throughout her time in school, they realized that she had a real talent for working with beads and has a real love for working with beads. So her folks and her brother set up a business, emilysbracelets.com, and they sell beautiful bracelets, and she turns around and donates the money to Special Olympics. And a couple of years back, I prevailed upon her to start making thin blue line bracelets. And so as I tell Emily, I wear mine on every day that ends in Y.
I love that.
So you now have one, and I hope you will wear it in good health and safety.
Absolutely, proudly.
Christabel, thank you again for everything that you do, and thank you again for making a couple of moments for us today. And congratulations. You are sitting here not only as the recipient of the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor, but I think everybody who knew Jan would say, you got a spark of Jan in you. And that's That's a good thing.
Wow, I'm honored. Thank you.
Congratulations. That is Chesterfield County Police Master Officer Crystal Haley. She is the September recipient of the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Self high five.
Bam! It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. Kamala Harris was apparently just speaking at the border, and she claimed that President Trump has created fictional problems, that there are no real problems at the border. It is all, her word, fiction. Well, why don't you explain fiction, Madam Vice President, to the 13,099 homicide victims? 13,000 plus innocent people murdered by some of your fictional problems. How about the 400,000 plus fictional crimes? Now, that's not me talking, and it's not President Trump talking. That's ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE. Those are their numbers. I don't know who's going to lose their job at ICE now. Somebody will. Make no doubt about, oh, somebody is going to lose a job or be reassigned or wind up working the midnight shift at a immigration point somewhere in the north of Alaska. I mean, they released the numbers. But there they are. Those are the numbers. And it is appalling. And it is disturbing that this vice president, who wants to be the president, just doesn't care. That's what I take from this. I wish I took something else, but she just doesn't care. She knows what the big game is, and that's to get as many new Democrats enrolled as voters as possible, to get people deployed all over the United States to change the way that certain elections go. I mean, we can see it. We can all see it. And she continues to lie to people, and I don't know if people just want to be lied to. I am concerned. I'm very concerned. There's some bad stuff happening in America right now. Some really bad stuff. Then maybe we get a chance to stop it. I don't know. Family Foundation is going to great pains with this lawsuit to try and save children. That's what this is all about. You have counselors who are saying, yeah, we could probably talk with children who are concerned about their sexuality or the latest gender identity. We can chat with them. And maybe we're able to help them. All with talking, as opposed to, well, some would call it surgery, others would call it mutilation. And they have to file a lawsuit to be able to offer those sorts of services. What does that tell you about America in 2024? What does that tell you about how the Commonwealth was governed when it was complete and total Democrat control down there on Capitol Square? These are all things to be aware of. All things to be aware of. Okay. Now, having said all of that, let me remind you of a few things. First thing tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., in the garage with Stan Andruski. We'll be right here on this very radio station. You need to listen to it. Monday morning at 6 a.m., John Reed is going to be here. Maybe he announces he's running for lieutenant governor Monday morning at 6. It could happen. The weather is awful, so please be aware of all of that. It is Friday, so I wish you a Shabbat Shalom. If you are Hebraically challenged, it simply means have yourself a great weekend. And we end on Friday as we have ended since the brutal attack on Israel October the 7th by playing Hatikvah, the Israeli national anthem. It is Hebrew for the hope.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.